Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Promoting peace, liberty, and prosperity around the clock. LibertyTalk.fm.
Welcome to Living the Solution with Dr. Elena George. Today we have a part two of our conversation about C60. I thought that was a really enlightening show, and I think it gave people a foundation to start thinking outside of the box. You know, as a physician and in the healthcare profession, we spend a lot of time, my colleagues, just writing prescriptions and not taking the time to actually think about the patient as a whole person. And quite frankly, as a biological being, cellular processes, everything that goes on in the cell. And I think last week we discussed it, and I truly believe we are self-healing if we give our body the foundation and the nutrients and the building blocks it needs to help itself. So today I wanted to revisit C60. And when Patty Greer was on last time, we talked about having her partner come on who can speak more about the science of this. So we're going to welcome Mr. Chris Burr today. And he's just a wealth of information. And Chris, I want to welcome you to the show, because I think this is going to be just an extension of how enlightening it was last time. I think people can really follow something if they understand the nuance. And I think that's what you're going to be able to provide. So thank you for coming on.
Elena, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to share whatever information and insights I might have with you and your audience.
Well, thank you for your time. Let's start off. How did you come to this? What made you start this process of C60, and how'd you discover it?
It's a very long story, actually. So when I always knew I was going to be an entrepreneur, I didn't know how quickly that was going to happen. When I was still in college at the University of Houston, I met my business partner, Robert Wong, and we became good friends, and he's very entrepreneurial minded. And at one point he was doing some separation actually on C60 for a professor, Paul Chu. He's actually real famous in the superconductivity world. And in fact, there's a building on the University of Houston campus that we call Chu's Castle. And of course, it's focused on superconductivity, because that building was built because of Dr. Chu. And Robert was working in that building. He was separating really C60 from other fullerenes. And we'll talk about what those are here in a second. I don't know how much detail you got in on the last broadcast with Patty. But Dr. Chu came in one day and said, hey, my business partner Robert was working with a friend of his, Diego, in that lab. And he goes, hey, you guys are young guys. Why don't you, you know, and this material at the time was selling for $6,000 a gram, which is just insane. And they're like, hey, this is a really expensive material. You guys are young kids. You should go start a business manufacturing this material. And as I mentioned, Robert is very entrepreneurial. It didn't take him very long to do some calculations and go, okay, I'm going down this path. He and I knew each other from physics class. I was at the time studying mechanical engineering, so had the background needed to really help from an engineering perspective, how to build this equipment. Some of it was as simple as drawings, so that we could go to machine shops and have things built. And other things were, you know, the process of making C60 involves vaporizing graphite rods. And graphite is one of the hardest materials on the planet to vaporize. And so it takes local temperatures of the sun. And it's not just like, oh, you can vaporize these in open air and collect the soot that comes off. You actually have to do it in a chamber where all the oxygen has been removed, and then actually has to operate at a slight vacuum for optimal performance. And so all of these kind of pieces of engineering design challenges, he and I kind of put our heads together and solved. And really, we built the most productive fullerene production equipment. And we still use the same design today. And it's still the best design some 31 years later. That's really how we got into kind of manufacturing fullerenes in general, and C60 more specifically.
Well, I know a little bit about fullerenes. It's a structure that can hold carbon. Am I correct?
Well, so fullerenes are entirely made of carbon. So the best way to think about them is if you think about the most abundant one, which is carbon 60. And if you imagine a soccer ball where the lines on the soccer ball represent the bonds between the carbon atoms. So you have a spherical molecule of 60 carbon atoms. It was discovered here in Houston at Rice University, very prestigious university, by three professors in 1985. And those three professors went on to win the Nobel Prize in 1996 for that discovery. The material's amazing. It's harder than a diamond. It'll turn into a diamond. It makes great inks, batteries, tires, and photocells. And that's really why they won the Nobel Prize. It's comprised entirely of carbon. It's 60 carbon atoms. And again, with that shape of a soccer ball, there's a void in the middle. And that void is big enough for any atom on the periodic chart to fit inside of it, which is pretty amazing. There's actually a new symbol in chemistry that didn't exist before. You can have something like lanthanum at C60. That's the symbol that we're familiar with in our email addresses and has now been added to chemistry. Lanthanum at C60 means a lanthanum atom physically trapped inside of it, not covalently or ionically bonded to the exterior. Sorry, I'm being a little geeky here. But and then when you produce C60, you are always producing other fullerenes, and those include C70, C76, C80, C84, and the next most abundant is C70. So you got C60 that looks like a soccer ball, and then you got C70 that looks like an oblong soccer ball. So it's not complete rugby shape, but it's more rugby shape-ish, and that's kind of the majority of fullerenes.
So your product, if you think about C60 and there's a difference, isn't there? Something that you use from a industrial standpoint, I guess, versus something that people can take. I understand there is a difference, and your product has separated that. Is that correct?
Yeah, really, we like to make a demarcation at the point where you're willing to put, and I think, you know, as a physician, you would agree, at the point when you're willing to put something in your body, your standards should change, right? Like, so to have something lying around your house, great. Maybe even to rub it on your skin, although we could certainly debate that. That's, you know, a very absorbing organ. But if you're going to decide to consume it now, all bets are off. You got to start paying attention. You got to start digging into the details and understanding what you're consuming. We like to think of, and it's appropriate to think of, C60 for industrial applications. And there's actually peer-reviewed published research that shows if you improperly process C60, it's harmful. If you're going to consume it, we break that off. And this is really like C60 Evo. The evolution of C60 is if you're going to consume it, you're going to consume ESS60, which is C60 that's been processed for safer human consumption. And that is the demarcation that we've really made in the industry.
Well, that's a big one because it's a lot of different products out there. And from what I've read, there may not be the same attention to detail. They're solvents, am I correct? And some of these products that you don't have, that you've taken the time to clean the product, to clean it up. So it's pure.
Yeah, I think I've got an example that probably addresses what you're suggesting. So there was one point where in an email thread, so I could still pull this up, but one individual guy who was not our customer, actually, he was like, hey, I'm taking this one product, we'll call it product A, and I'm thinking about switching to product B. By the way, neither A or B were our products. What do you think? Right. And my response was, well, let me tell you a story about product A. We used to sell them C60. In fact, we sold them industrial C60. This was very early on when it had kind of really just come onto the scene as a supplement. And when we realized that this particular customer, company A was actually taking industrial grade C60, dissolving it in oil and selling it to their customers, we had a call with them and we wanted to understand the process. Were they doing this kind of final step that would turn it into what we would call ESS60? And we didn't get any confidence about that. So we stopped selling them material. So I'm sharing this in that email thread, right? So company A, I would never buy from them, and unless I was going to, you know, put it in my engine or something. And then, by the way, you're asking about company B. The reality is if you trust us, and you should, right? Because our company is the one that provided the original material for the original study that proved that our material extended the life of Wistar rats by 90%. We are the foundation of this industry. We've been doing it now. It's been for 31 years. If you're going to trust us to answer this question, you know, which company should you use, and you're actually going to consume the product, you probably should just buy from us.
That makes a lot of sense. On that note, let's take our first break. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living the Solution. We're speaking with Mr. Chris Burr and Ms. Patty Greer, and their company, C60 Evo, is what we're speaking about. Full disclosure, I take C60 Evo and I really enjoy the product. And I want my listeners to really understand the power. We're carbon-based creatures as humans. And C60 seems to me to be one of these things that can naturally just augment and work within the bounds of our physiology. You mentioned the rat study before we took the break. Can you just briefly tell us, our listeners, about the power of that study?
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll start off, and it's kind of an interesting journey to one. We're talking about a supplement that you would consume. I'll start off, and we'll kind of scare your audience a little bit, and then we'll scare them a little more, and then we'll give them some sense of relief. So again, this molecule, the three scientists who discovered it won the Nobel Prize for discovering this molecule, and that is because this molecule makes great inks, tires, batteries, and photocells. Again, that's a little scary. We're talking about a supplement. The next step is they actually thought this molecule would be toxic, so they put it in a toxicity study. And now here's where the story kind of changes course. In that study, they gave rats water, rats olive oil, and then rats olive oil with this ESS60 molecule. And we did provide that material to the researchers. In fact, I'm doing work with that particular research now. We've got a paper that's going to come out soon, which is very exciting. Again, water, olive oil, and then olive oil with ESS60. It was supposed to be a toxicity study. Instead of being toxic, the rats that really they gave the C60 Evo formula to lived 90% longer than the control group. So we talked before the break, you know, $6,000 a gram. That's an amazing number. A 90% extension of life in mammals. It's the single longest longevity experimental result in mammals ever. And the next best kind of well-documented way to live longer is what's called calorie restriction. It's well documented in multiple types of animals that if you reduce their calorie consumption by 30%, you can extend their life by 30%. I call this the starve yourself one third to death diet. And nobody seems to sign up for that one. Maybe they need some better marketing or something. But we're talking about a 90% extension of life. And, you know, you're a medical authority, so you got to be honest about this. This is a study that was in rats. They are mammals. There's a lot of genetic similarity. And we want to be pushing these studies into human trials as we can. And we're certainly doing that. That's what I'm talking about in terms of the published paper with Dr. Musa, who was involved in that original paper. But it is still a pretty phenomenal result. Not only did those in this case, they used Wistar rats, live 90% longer, they all died without tumors. So a typical Wistar rat lives 32 months, and that's what they did in this study, and they die with a known amount of tumors. So the longer they live, the more tumor mass that they have in their body. Even though the C60 Evo rats lived 90% longer out to 62 months, none of them had any tumors. And I know we'll be talking about things. We want to make sure that everybody has a clear understanding. This does not imply any impact on cancer. We're not saying that. That's not even really implied in this study. We know things as simple as nutrition, good nutrition, exercise, and good sleep can be tumor and or cancer preventative. So that's a big difference between potentially being a cancer preventative and then, you know, dealing with a cancer that metastasized. That's a totally different scenario. What that does potentially indicate is that there are some good tumor prevention characteristics in that. Again, the FDA has not evaluated that. In fact, they haven't even evaluated our product. It is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any disease.
One of the things that, you know, overall, we're talking about oxidative stress, things that make us ill, I think can be stated across the board of living creatures pretty much, right? If you're acidic, if you can't repair, cellular repair doesn't happen, if you don't have the building blocks for us, glutathione isn't one of the things that helps our body recover. Those are the things that we're talking about. It's a biological, biochemical, physiological response, right? So from a physiology standpoint, my understanding is C60 in general is a great antioxidant. Am I correct? 170 times stronger than vitamin C. 172 times, I think, actually.
Yeah. To just take this back a little bit, a lot of people were like, oh, great, those rats live 90% longer. What caused that? You can confirm or deny that, current medical community says that aging is typically an oxidation or an inflammation process. And so it's interesting that our product C60 Evo ticks off two of those boxes. And we'll talk about the first one here and actually how we might be significantly more complex than just an antioxidant. There's peer-reviewed published research that shows 125 times more powerful than vitamin C, and there's an ad hoc study that's out on the web that shows 172 times more powerful than vitamin C. In either case, just a pretty impressive antioxidant capability. And I'll come back to that because we like to call it the boss of antioxidants. If you think in terms of anti-inflammatory, we've got to be real careful, right? The FDA does allow us to say that it is that it works as an anti-inflammatory, at least as it relates to exercise inflammation. We're unable at this point, because we've got more research to do, to talk about inflammation in other areas. We can say that it fits perfectly in an anti-inflammatory diet, and that diet is known to be consumed by people in what are known as the blue zone, where people live with reduced incidences of stroke, reduced incidences of heart attack, and actually do live longer. So it does fit naturally in that anti-inflammatory diet. In terms of the antioxidants, we like to call it the boss because it buffers oxidative stress. And this is a unique component. My director of research and I have been tossing this idea around really for some months. And we read a paper about 2 weeks ago that kind of sat in here and confirmed it. And now I need to dig into this even more. But what the current theory is it buffers oxidative stress, BOS. It's the boss. And what that means is where you might be in. So typically there's a mitochondrial. And by the way, if we need to take a break, feel free to interrupt me. Every cell in our body has mitochondria in it. And that mitochondria goes through a process to generate ATP, which is the energy source. So the mitochondria is the powerhouse of every cell. And as it's going through this process, creating ATP, it tends to spit off, just like your car has an exhaust. One of the exhaust components is reactive oxygen species. These are the things that tend to cause oxidation in our bodies. Those are typically mitigated by antioxidants. We're, the very famous vitamin C. So if our mitochondria are going through this process making ATP and they're spitting off these reactive oxygen species, and we actually have the antioxidants there available to neutralize them right away, that's the best case scenario. But we all understand that our body gets depleted and then replenishes different components, different minerals, different antioxidants throughout the body. And so if a reactive oxygen species is created when there is no antioxidant present, that's when it does its damage. What this ESS60 molecule has the capability to do is grab on to those reactive oxygen species and hold on to them until the body can replenish the supply of antioxidants and then neutralize that reactive oxygen species and still stay there. So it works as a buffer.
So correct me if I'm wrong. It sounds like it's able to be reused. It doesn't just dissipate after it does its job. It sticks around to continue to work in the background. Is that way to see it?
Yes, I mean, that's what we, again, current theory or a theory, I wouldn't even, current theory implies like broader base. There are certainly mentioned in a peer-reviewed published paper. I know it was mentioned on one podcast by a respected scientist that I know. And then also my director of research and I have been talking about this. But yes, there it is sitting going, hey, I'm going to be this, you know, reactive oxygen species magnet, and I'm just going to hold on to it enough so it doesn't do any damage. And then as soon as the body replenishes antioxidants, now that the body can take care of it the way that it normally would.
So I'm having a visualization of what you said in the before the break, that it's like a soccer ball and it holds things in the center, almost like a barrier or something that can capture it and neutralize it. Is it in the center of the fullerene molecule or the fullerene structure? Is that a way to see it?
I think that's a good way to visualize it. That's not really chemically what's going on.
Okay.
And what's really happening, it's actually very hard to get something into the center of it. You know, again, I mentioned any atom on the periodic chart can fit inside of it from a size perspective, but typically those atoms need to be present when you're manufacturing it. It really is just holding onto it on the exterior. And we know even back in the 90s, it was understood that that this ESS60 molecule could hold six electrons, which are negatively charged particles, and so are these reactive oxygen species, those negatively charged particles.
So from a qualitative standpoint, use myself as an example, if I'm working out and I'm really sore, my knee issues, I've taken the C60 Evo product and my knee pain went away. So is this the reason it's able to capture the things that cause pain, the inflammatory triggers, and then allow the body to actually just remove them? Is that why I'm not having pain anymore?
Well, by the way, your knee pain and mine, I had a knee pain I played soccer for 25 years. And when I stopped playing soccer, I had a knee pain in my left knee, that just stayed with me really for years until I started taking the product and that knee. Now I get other aches and pains. It's not like it doesn't make everything go away, but that was a very binary experience. I had knee pain for years and now that knee pain is gone. When it comes, again, we can talk about its anti-inflammatory capabilities as it relates to exercise. And so, addressing that inflammation and addressing the body's response or potentially over-response to that exercise is probably what's going on. I don't have the right picture in my mind of how this addressing, you know, being the boss in there, right? Being this bufferer of oxidative stress really fits in there. But there probably is, and I like to very confidently say scientists much smarter than me are going to find a lot of how this is actually working in the body and potentially how to highlight it even more.
Well, on that note, let's take our second break. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living the Solution. We're speaking with Mr. Chris Burr and Ms. Patty Greer. And before the break, we're getting into the science, the nuts and bolts part of this, but I want to now segue into the qualitative side of it. I use myself as an example. I'm always a guinea pig. I don't care what it is. I'm going to try it before I recommend it to anybody. And the first thing I noticed is the pain left. The second thing I noticed is that I had a ton more energy. I mean, I wasn't fatigued at the end of the day. I just wanted to do things. You know how you come home from work, you just want to go to sleep? That stopped. And I was ready to work out and do other things. Is that the ATP side of it, the mitochondria really just being working, you know, in its zone?
Yeah. So that is our most consistent testimonial, where people say that they take the product in the morning, they report mental focus and energy during the day, and then better sleep that night. And I really do like to highlight, I'm not aware of anything else on the market where you take it in the morning and you get better sleep at night. There are two things that I'm aware you can do. If you wake up and you exercise in the morning, you'll sleep better that night. Also, if you get exposure to sunlight early in the morning, that'll get your circadian rhythm in line and you'll sleep better that night. But we're really talking about a night and day difference between what is kind of typically prescribed to help with sleep and ultimately doesn't, at least according to Dr. Matthew Walker, who wrote an amazing book called Why We Sleep, it doesn't really allow you to get the restorative and healing sleep that you need. So yeah, I would say that this mitochondrial impact is the thing that's giving you energy.
And Patty, I know you've been taking the product for quite a while. Did you find what I did? You know, did you find that you were just balanced, focused, but not hyper, just enough energy to burn, but it just felt natural, like I used to feel before becoming an adult with all these adult issues that we always have to deal with?
Yes, I can totally agree. And I came in as a C60 experiencer with different companies. I was a filmmaker, so people brought me gifts and things, you know, and I tried it and I was like, yeah, nah. I wasn't really impressed. And then I tried a product that had the powder made at Chris's lab, and it was like, whoa. So it was, you know, a whole different thing to experience a high concentration level, high quality C60. And I was living in a lot of pain, and all of a sudden I could walk again. And it was like, no way. Come on. 30 minutes later, my first spoon, I was very hesitant because I didn't know the person that well. And, you know, but all of a sudden I felt different. I was shocked by the effect, because I'm hypersensitive about the pain that I was dealing with. And all of a sudden it really shifted. I'm not completely better, but boy, I've been taking it daily for years. And then I kind of worked my way to the top of the field, like, okay, who's making all this great stuff? And I met Chris and Robert years ago on the phone, but all of a sudden I called one day and said, you want to do a company with me? And it was wonderful. They flew me up ASAP, and, you know, between my enthusiasm about the effects of the product and how it affected me, I was alarmed. I just thought it was so great. And then we became instant partners, and the lab is massive and immaculate, and everything's really big. And then there in the back is this huge machine that he and Robert invented when they were college kids. And it's like Star Wars, huge metal, burns at the heat of the sun.
You know, like, I mean to cut you off, I apologize, but I just wanted to make a comment. When you talk about supplements in the industry, it's opaque. This is so, you're controlling your own product from the ground up. How many companies can actually really say that? You're not sourcing it from outside the country. There's a quality control. Last show you told me every batch gets tested. So you have this, you know what you're getting and you know what you're putting out there. And there's no gray area. I really love that when you said that. I thought that was really dramatic, because you don't hear that when people talk about supplements. I don't think you hear that really with pharmaceuticals, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, to own the lab that's been making C60 for 31 years and then upped the game from industrial grade to now being a whole different quality of ESS60, which is guaranteed to be safe for human consumption and pets. So my whole family takes it. And it took a while for some of my younger people to take it. And we don't recommend it for people under 16. In general, because we haven't tested it. We don't recommend it for children or pregnant people because we haven't tested it. But, you know, all of us are walking testimonials with, you know, CBD. It's like 10 years ago, what was that? It was new, you know, is it legal? Is it, you know, and now it's C60, in my opinion. But for me to have access to, in my opinion, the biggest, greatest lab in the world making C60, because they've done it for decades and pretty much brought the standard to market. I brought the feminine edge to the company, which is now we've got a facial serum, and boy, does it work. Now, you got a bottle of it, didn't you?
I did, and I tried it in the first dose or the first application. I saw a difference. I mean, you know, it's an oil, you know, when you put it on your fingers, but when you rub it onto your skin, the skin just becomes vibrant, and it's not greasy, it's not oily, but you can see a glow. It's fascinating. And even a couple of cuts or scrapes that I put it on, it started to heal. And I've used C60 in the past on cuts and scrapes, but this one seemed to be a lot more, it's stronger. And it's not just C60 in the serum, right? It's a whole array of different nutrients and organic material. You know, that was kind of nice too. It's not just one thing.
Right. Well, try fitting 21 natural, organic, and vegan ingredients on a label of a bottle that's, you know, that slim around, what, an inch and a half. I'm always impressed with our labels that they get all the ingredients, because the facial serum has 21. And I started with Brigitte Mars, who has written, she's an herbalist, very well known. She's written a lot of books. And when I got together with her, she's an old friend, but she's brilliant. She's a formulator. And I asked her to help me with the serum with the ESS60. And so we have three flavors that we make at the lab: olive oil, avocado oil, and MCT coconut oil. And all of them are, like you said, carefully sourced, but some of them do come from out of the country, the oils. But the C60 is all made in our lab and blended there. All the mixing and everything gets done. And it gets done at a level that I don't think most other companies are doing. But again, I don't know. I'm only here feeling really proud to be working C60 Evo and coming up with these new products. So today is our day where we're actually introducing a brand new two-step facial serum. And it's funny to hear Chris usually on our shows, he says, yeah, Patty had to really push me to get into facial products. Well, this one, he and the boys at the lab, the men at the lab, invented and then surprised me. Chris, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, well, it really is true. I mean, the reality is when that original study came out, it was published in 2012, kind of mid 2013, people started calling us and asking how much in a dose. And we're very conservative scientists. So we really didn't, we debated, and we didn't really want to come to market as a supplement company. It's very different than delivering commercial quantities of carbon nanomaterials to scientists where they'll test it as soon as they get it, right? And so we tried to stay away from that, didn't really want to be in the supplement industry until really Patty's efforts kind of boosted awareness and our phone started ringing on a regular basis. And we're like, okay, well, we'll go down this path. And then Patty, really, I love the story that we were getting hair and skin improvement testimonials just from people consuming it. And then, you know, as with any bottle with a little bit of oil, there might be some spillage on the side as you're pouring it into a teaspoon. And Patty would take that and rub it on her face. And so she comes to me and she goes, I want to do this face serum. And really, you know, I won't say I was less interested in doing face serum than supplement, but I was pretty uninterested because it's not just my background. Put together what turned out to be an amazing product, and we were getting great testimonials. And then my director of research came to me with a molecule he had identified that has 30 years of skin and hair improvement research, right? And this is in human trials. And so we're like, but nobody seems to have heard of it. And as it relates to our product, it's water soluble. So we call that UTH-29, which I really like. It's Youth-29. And we were trying to figure out how we can combine Youth-29 and ESS-60. And one is water soluble, one's oil soluble. So we got a water soluble lotion. We could use emulsifiers. That's how you kind of typically get water and oil, water soluble and oil soluble components to play nicely together. I don't even like the name emulsifier. It just sounds like that's not going to be good for you. And we really decided and honed in on, you know what, let's sell two part face product where you take this Youth 29, you spray it in your hand as a lotion, and then you add the ESS 60 activator to it, and you mix this oil and water components right in your hand and apply it to your face. Now, I did this without kind of Patty being aware.
Right.
Sent her some products, and you have to have a perspective. Like, she had very proudly put together an amazing product. And so I'm sending her one, and I wasn't really expecting, you know, that, like, you have this bias, like, I made this one and now I'm getting this one. And so I was proud and extremely proud that she came back. Actually, I think it was in a week or maybe just under a week. She was like, yeah, I'm not really sure. I haven't really noticed anything. And then like 2 weeks in, she was like, okay, this stuff is really different. And she's been like, okay, how do we get it to market as quickly as possible?
Right. Wow. Yeah. It took me a minute, you know, to notice, because, you know, my name's on it, your name's on it. And we want it to be something that makes a difference. And it took 2 weeks, maybe three. And I do check my skin because this is what we do. And I'm older. I'm pushing late 60s. And so I really notice if I'm my wrinkles of, you know, for years riding a motorcycle really with no helmet, 50,000 miles, I think my face took a beating. So I can really tell when I start to soften. And all of a sudden, I'm like, wait, what? So I call Chris, and he's right. I was completely excited because here we go again, a product that actually works. And it's got to work on me. It's got to work on him, all of our family and friends. We test it. And we, of course, know it's safe because the lab goes through all of that process. But I think we've got another winner here, and it came to market just today. It's now officially on our website, and it's called C60 Evo Youth Renewal. And one of them is the Rose Activator, and it's a set with the Luscious UTH29 Cream, and it's blue. Like, it's this amazing color, and Chris can tell me why it's blue. That is interesting. So you pump it gently into the tip of your fingers, and then you do four droplets of the Rose Activator, and like you said, rub it, and, you know, I go generous. I do my throat, my chin below, and yeah, I'm seeing it improve my skin. And that's my part of the company, is reading all the testimonials of people and keeping up with comments. Whereas Chris and Robert, they run a lab that's magnificent and have a shipping department of people that are highly efficient. So I have the fun part doing really interesting things, interacting with customers. And we don't want to make any claims, we won't, that it cures the big C for a lot of people. But I will say that when I got these constant orders from a particular healing sanctuary group that was doing dozens and dozens of bottles of the olive oil, I saw an order for 24 bottles, 4 ounce and 8 ounce. And I thought, you know, I should call and just say, hi, thank you. See, you know, how are you selling so many in one place? Which is great. And he said, we are actually a clinic that mostly deals with fourth stage cancer patients. And we have made your product part of our protocol. Now, I'm not making any claims. I'm saying that was his answer why he continues to order it, because all of their clients enjoy the benefits. And clearly, you know, these are all doctors there. So again, they're finding it to be beneficial in so many ways that it's worth it to help people feel better.
Well, on that note, let's take our last break, because I want to ask you about the different formulations, the coconut oil, the olive oil, and just see from a chronic disease standpoint, which one would you recommend? So let's take our last break. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living Solution. People need to go to the website, c60evo.com, and they can buy these products and also learn about what we're speaking about. I know that you have different formulations. The olive oil I'm taking that personally. But there's the coconut oil and there's also the avocado. From a chronic disease standpoint or from other aspects of the oils itself, is there a difference between them?
Yeah. So first, I just want to make sure people go to the right site, and that's going to be c60evo.com/, and this is just for your audience. So it's P as in Peter, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy. That's actually three letters that need to be described. T and C as in cat, P-E-N-T-C. So that's c60evo.com/P-E-N-T-C. I'm not aware of any research that would push people in a particular way for any particular disease or any particular kind of health consideration. We tend to recommend that they take the olive oil product. And there's two reasons for this. The first is, again, we're a research-based organization, and the research that's out there, the peer-reviewed published research that's saying the benefits, you know, including the original rat study, but in other studies, that there are benefits of this ESS60 molecule, they're in olive oil. And so that's one of the main reasons we would recommend olive oil. That's where the research is. And then next, there's the concentration. So you can only get about 0.8 milligrams per milliliter of the ESS60 molecule into olive oil. In avocado oil, you can get about 0.6. So 0.8 olive oil, 0.6 avocado oil, and then about 0.3 in MCT oil. For that kind of concentration reason, is the second reason that we recommend the olive oil.
Okay. I know you have capsules and also oil for people who may not like the taste of oil. The capsule, the one that's olive oil, it has the same amount as if you're taking the oil. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's exactly correct. So a typical serving we recommend is 1 teaspoon, which is 5 mLs. And in order to get 1 complete teaspoon of this olive oil with ESS60 in it, we didn't want to make the capsules too big. So they're they're on the larger side, but not large. You need to take about 6 of those. We tend to recommend that people take the product in the morning. We have a very small number of clients who say if they take it later in the day, that it gives them enough energy that it'll keep them up at night. That's not true for me, but I'm also the guy who can drink a cup of coffee and go right to sleep. So I might not be the best kind of physical example in that situation. So we do recommend take 3 of those capsules in the morning and then 3 at lunch. My personal routine, I like the oils, the olive oil. If you're not used to consuming that much olive oil, it may take a little while to get used to. I like the fact that you just take a sip of water afterwards and any flavor that you might not like is gone. In my case, I actually use our MCT product. There's and I don't know how familiar you are with Bulletproof Coffee.
I have heard of it.
Yeah. So it's an interesting recipe. It's basically coffee with some ghee, which is purified butter, and you want that to be pasture raised, and then with some MCT. Instead of using standard, off the shelf MCT, I use our MCT product, which is a beautiful purple color. I use that in my coffee. And while that's blending, I go and take really about 1.5 teaspoons of our olive oil product. So that's my breakfast routine. And then most of the days I'm having a salad for lunch, and I'll actually use our avocado product for that.
Now, is there a way to dose it? I know that on the website, there is a calculator with the weight, but is there a standard dose for folks based on weight, age, anything like that?
Yeah. So the real research that we have is on the Wistar rats. And one of the first things that I did as we're saying, okay, we're going to bring this product to market and have a supplement on the market and, do it as the respectable research organization that we are, let's go in and do what's called an allometric calculation. We're very much aware that the metabolism of a Wistar rat is very different from our own metabolism. And if you were to just use and I don't remember the number off the top of my head, but they gave them an example of 1 mL per kilogram. If you had translated that to humans, we would actually be taking a full cup of olive oil with ESS60. And that's wrong for two reasons. One, you don't want to be consuming a full cup of olive oil for taste, discomfort, and also just because of the calorie consumption. This is just a massive amount of calories. And it's not appropriate. Really, if you take into account the metabolism, you do what's called an allotropic calculation. And we kind of narrowed in with that calculation on about one teaspoon, again, about 5 mils. We've got people, depending on how athletic, we've got a new employee here who's kind of pushing our wholesale program forward. And she's actually very fit. She works out like twice a day. She's won fitness competitions, and she tends to take 2 servings a day. And you can contrast that with, we've got a 2-time U.S. ultra running champion. He won a U.S. national 50-mile race and a 100K race. That's 62 miles. And he takes the 3 servings a day. That's his kind of what he's looking at and where he sees the maximum benefit.
Gotcha. So I know we don't have a lot of time left, but I want people to know how they can order it, because you have a wonderful subscription program and discounts. And how do people start that process of ordering?
Well, Chris mentioned the website, and it has your link in it. Very important, so that it benefits your work moving forward. But what I want to say is that we have 3 flavors of oil, and it's really kind of fun to get the sampler set of all 3 flavors at one time. And we sell them in little minis of 2 ounce, 1 of each flavor, or 4 ounce, 1 of each flavor. But that way you can see which one you feel best about. I was hooked on the olive oil because I really wanted to be able to walk better and feel better. And boy, does it, it was a blast off. And then I kept hearing Chris talk about the MCT. And once I put that in my morning coffee, instead of doing a tablespoon of the olive oil, I do 2 tablespoons of the MCT coconut oil in my morning coffee. It is the loveliest buzz. So I've replaced that early morning olive oil with the coconut. And it's interesting because I taste it in my sinuses all day long. It's really wonderful. So everybody gets a different flavor that they like. So the sampler set is really lovely. The facial serum, we have now 2 different choices. One is the 2-piece. And what we're most likely recommending, the essence of rosemary oil, the basic facial serum, or the advanced facial serum is what it's called, that we've had for 1 year plus. And taking that at night to put on is just a beautiful rosemary essence and chia seed oil. And then in the morning, doing the 2-piece set, with UTH-29. So both of those are available. And then we have the capsules, and we have dog and cat formulas. And because dogs and cats do really well with olive oil, we are blending the dog formula with C60 Evo organic olive oil and a bacon essence that's natural. For cats, we do a salmon essence, and they are loving it and really doing well with it. Now, we do sampler sets for dog and owner, or cat and owner, and it's called the dog lover set, cat lover set. But anything that you buy that's a set of more than one item, you save 10 to 12%, I think, off each item, buying them together. And if you sign up for a monthly subscription, you get 20% off every month, whatever it is you order, and have us ship to you monthly or bi-monthly. So you can do bigger bottles every other month. You set it up with our customer service as a custom subscription, but most people like it monthly. We kind of timed out the size to last a month. So save 20% with a monthly subscription. If you don't love it, you can cancel at any time, call on the phone, but most people don't. And we also have lip renewal in mint that is so flavorful. You can smell it when you put it on. And it's infused with the ESS 60, and it's included in most of the gift sets, like the inside and out set plus lips. We do in all the different sizes of bottles, but it's a nice addition so that you can try it. And then if you love it, which most people do, you can order it in sets of 4 little lip balms, but simple little thing to give people that really softens your lips. So all the products that we're doing, we're about to come out with a hair, bring your hair back for people that lost a lot of hair. We're going to have that product as well soon. So C60 Evo is growing our website. People have a lot of fun, especially at holidays, shopping. We send everything wrapped in beautiful tissues so that it's just fun to open the box. And the products make a difference in my life. So thank you, Chris. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Dr. George, for presenting us to your audience of people that love your work.
Well, in the seconds that we have left, again, what's the website that my listeners can go to, so that they can get their discount?
Yeah, it's c60evo.com/PENTC. P as in Peter, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, C as in Charlie, c60evo.com/PENTC.
Thank you so much, both of you, for joining me. It was a great conversation. I'm going to go on the website and do some ordering, and I can't wait till the hair product comes out. So thank you for all you do. And of course, you have an open invitation to come back. Any new formulations, I'm ready and willing to learn more about. And I want to thank you for everything you do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Elena.
Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for living in the solution.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.